So, Philip Ball, which physical law would you like to see broken?
You see, there aren't that many physical laws, real fundamental physical laws that can be broken. So, you know, the temptation is to say it's going to be the first law of thermodynamics and we can get energy from nowhere. And, you know, that's just about all of the crank ideas, perpetual motion machines and so on, will break either the first law of thermodynamics or the second, or both. So there are different types of perpetual motion machine that do one or the other. So the second law of thermodynamics is that entropy always increases. And, you know, so if we could break those, we'll have solved, you know, the energy crisis. And a lot of people believe that because the vacuum is full of energy, and, you know, this seems to be the case, that somehow we can get at that, and somehow we can just get energy for free, and lots of perpetual motion machines are based on that. I guess I find that idea of, you know, whether those laws are going to be broken, I find it kind of a little dull. Because, I mean, for one thing, because, you know, it ain't going to happen, I don't think. But also because, you know, I'd like to see some more interesting challenges made. And one of the challenges, I mean, this isn't a physical law, and I don't think it's about breaking it. So again, I'm slightly ducking the question. But I think one of the things I'm interested in is the idea that evolution and Darwinism are equated with one another. And if you ask, you know, most evolutionary biologists, they say, well, you know, pretty much most of what we see in the natural world is Darwinist evolution, is natural selection. But not all of it. And there's some other things that drive evolution as well. And, you know, one of the interesting things that came out this year was just a little paper that no one really noticed that was saying that some of the properties of the way the proteins in our body interact with each other seems to come about from they seem to have sort of evolved in a way that isn't Darwinian, that isn't adaptive, or at least they're changing in a way that isn't Darwinian, and then natural selection tries to do something about that, and it ends up quite possibly making things worse, and that it may be that this has something to do with things like neurodegenerative diseases, proteins that don't have the right shape. And so I'm interested in things like that, that are showing that actually there's, you know, sometimes there's more to evolution than Darwinism. If you find it's interesting, if you say that, everyone throws up their hands in horror and they think you're going to be start talking about creationism. And it really ain't that, you know. It's not a controversial position for evolutionary biologists. And I'm interested in those little other things that are going on in evolution that are interacting with natural selection, which is by far, must be by far the biggest